Panecha. Bezrat Hashem, a new year, new Kiddushim Bezrat Hashem. So, we were in Torah Lamed Zayin, Likutev Moharan, Part Gimel. We learned on the word Adam, a man, and Rabbeinu taught us certain wisdom on every letter, on Aleph, on Dalet, on Mem. Started with Mem, and then with Dalet, and then Aleph. On Aleph he said, V'alefcha chokhmah. I'm going to teach you, train you, learn wisdom. Every time that we see wisdom, we need to think about Hashem. Every time we learn Torah, maybe someone will close the door, it will help us a little bit. Every time we learn on wisdom, we need to remember Hashem. Every time we learn Da'at, another way of wisdom, so we need to think about Hashem. It means when you achieve Da'at, so you want to know Hashem, Da'at knowledge, so you want to know Hashem. It's not wisdom, it's not to be wiser, it means to remember Hashem more. If it's Chokhmah, so you should know Chokhmah, the real wisdom is to remember that it's all Hashem. That simplicity of faith is the foundation of the developing of the process of getting wiser and smarter in Avodat Hashem. A real Eved Hashem is a man that first of all got the basics, he's got the simple faith to know that it's all from Hashem. In the word Chokhmah, you can divide the word Chokhmah to two words. It's Koach Ma. Koach Ma, it's Koach, it's power, means Koach Ma'asa V'Yigid La'Amo, that Hashem Yitbarach told his nation his power, means the Kafchet Pirkin, the 28th, how do you say Pirkin? That with them HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. This is Koach Ma'asa V'Yigid La'Amo, so that he created. So, Koach Meh Hashem, the power is from Hashem, that you know that all of the powers that you have are from Hashem. And when you try to think about yourself, so you say, Koach Ma, which power I have? Don't have no power. This is what it Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nachnu Ma. What are we? We don't exist at all. We don't have no powers. We're just asking you what you want from us. Some friend of us in Uman told me a nice chiddush that in the word chayim, life, in Lashon HaKodesh, the center of the middle letters of the word chayim is Yud and Yud, that it's the name of Hashem Yitbarach. So in the center of the life of a Jew you have the name of Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem. And if you write the word life in English, so the center of it is if. Always if and if, and what's going to be if and if and if. Always questioning and questioning and questioning. So, Bezrat Hashem. So, the real Chokhmah, the real wisdom that Hashem is teaching us, it's to remember Him, it's to know Him. וזה שכתוב בזוהר, and this is what it's written in the Zohar הקדוש, נעשה אדם, we're going to make a man, על ידי התענית נתהווה בחינת אדם. By the fast, mean all of those aspects of fast, and that the man is putting borders to himself, like that we remember it's written, איזהו גיבור הכובש את יצרו, who is the hero, the one that knows how to conquer his will and desires, means that you know how to put measurements, midot, borders to himself. This is avodat midot, to put measures, not only attributes, not only midot of how you behave. How you behave, it depends when you hold yourself back, when you put yourself a wall, a limit, a fence to guard yourself, not to break to outside the borders of the kedusha. This is avodat midot. To know how much you need to be happy, how much you allow to be angry, that's going to stay inside of Avodat Hashem. The attributes is actually measurements, it's midot, it's borders. The man needs to train himself to know how to control himself. On that, just to remind ourselves, Rav Shalom said, how are you going to control yourself, all of your body, if you not control your eyes? you have to start somewhere. If you're going to control your eyes, that this is the doors for the neshama, the windows for the neshama, you're going to be able to control all of your body. So the main work of trying to work on control ourselves, it's on the eyes, to guard the eyes, not to look at nonsense. Okay? Thank you, guys. Baruch Hashem. So, continue. Al-Yadat Anit, by that fast, a man becomes to be a human being. He becomes to be a human being. Ktiv Hacha Na'aseh, it's written over here, Na'aseh, that Hashem made with the angels. Uktiv Hatam, and it's written over there, V'shem Ha'ish Asher Asiti Imo, and the name of the person that I made with him, Shalom Alechem, I made with him, over there, it's talking about charity. Mahatam Tzedakah, over there it was charity. Afkan Tzedakah, also here, it's charity. Also, that the man becomes to be a human being, like that it's written, Naaseh Adam, we're going to make the man, over there, it's in charity. Like we said, that we learned, if you remember, 2 weeks ago, here Rabban is bringing it here in the future a little bit, that the Agra of Ta'anita Tzidketa, that the main reward that a man, the achievement that a man can achieve by the fast is that he's giving charity to someone else. Means even though that you fast and that you weren't eating and you put borders to yourself and you control yourself and you tortured yourself and whatever, all of those things that you think that purifies you, that wasn't the main thing. The main thing was that when you were weak, when you were tired, when you were not eating, you were thinking on your friends. This is the greatness. I already said that, but because that we have 400 classes or so in YouTube, so it's hard to remember to which direct you to watch it again. I told you that Zohar once, that it's written in the Zohar Kadosh on the verse in Tehillim that Rabbeinu brings that chapter in the Tikkun HaKlali, Ke'ayal Ta'arog Al Afike Mayim. So why it's written ki ayal ta'arog? Ayal is a male deer, and ta'arog is female. So how can it be ki ayal that is a male? Ta'arog gonna wait and yearn to Hashem in female. Why? So the Zohar Kadosh is explaining that the female deer. What is the name for that?
A doe.
Wonderful. Mamash, you're saying whatever you want and everyone agreed. This is it. This is
English.
We already talked about it once. Yeah, and the word pen. Pen. You can use it whenever you don't know the word, you say pen. And everyone nods their heads. Yeah, pen. Alright, so dough. We add that dough to the list also. So?
D-O-E, not D-O.
Okay. To show me the... Yeah. Okay, so Bezat Hashem. So, when it's thirsty... No, it's written over there that she got that it's got very painful labors. Sireleda. Constructions? Contractions. And also, it's written in the Zohar Kadosh that it got a certain nature that it goes once in a while to the river, to the place of water, to the spring, and bring water in his mouth, and come to water his friends. This is what it does, the doe. It's got that nature that loves her friends so much that it goes to the water, and brings water in her mouth, and lets her friends, when they're thirsty, to drink. So, the Gemara over there is, and the Zohar Kadosh over there is asking, what's that, I'm going to say female deer, I'm sorry, is doing when she's got those birth pain, very hard, and her friends are thirsty. What is doing in that time? So the Zohar Kadosh is answering, is canceling its nature from being female, and becomes to be a male, and going without paying attention to the pain, to the water, to bring water to a friend, and this is why it's written ke'ayal ta'arog al afike mayim, like a male deer that come because he desire to serve Hashem to take the water, canceling his nature when the friends are thirsty. And this is, like we said, this is ikar of the main power of the fast, that when you suffer, when you're tired, when you need help, to think about others. This is what makes this so important. This is why they mentioned it in the daily. So, keep the kaveta anit. So, we just learned on that. So, Nase Adam, Ta'anit HaTzidketa. אף כאן צדקה. פירוש, explanation, כי בזוהר מפורש, because in the Zohar it's explained over there, שעל ידי צדקה, that by charity, הוא בדיוק נע באדם, he becomes to be in the צלם, in the shape of a human being. ולמד שם ממקרא זה, and he learned it from that verse, נעשה אדם, that we're going to make a man. כתיב החעשייה, it's written over here, certain action to do, וכתיב התם, it's written over there, ושם האיש אשר עשיתי עמו וכולי לעניין צדקה וכולי. The man that I made with him over there, it's written about charity. ורבנו זיכרונו לברכה, all of that רבי נתן, of course, is writing for us explanation, ורבנו זיכרונו לברכה, מביא ראייה מזה לעניין תענית. רבנו brings a proof from that to that issue, that aspect of fast. כי צדקה ותענית הם בחינה אחת, because charity and fast is one aspect. כי אגרא דתענית, because the reward on the fast, צדקתה כנ"ל. Also, by pshat, you can learn that the reward on the fast is that, you know, if there is a man that is rich, it's very hard for him to feel the poor people. Not because he's bad or mean, just he never felt it. But a man that is used to poverty, when he sees someone else poor, he can feel his pain. This is why in fast we're bringing the Shliach Tzibur to be someone that also got a business and got children, and we choose that man that can feel the pain of the public. So we can learn a little bit on that, that the Agra de Ta'anit HaTzidketa, that after that you fast, you can start to receive a heart a little bit. Because before that you fast, you don't know what people that don't eat usually feel. But now after that you also, in a few hours, didn't eat, you can start to feel. This is a very good lesson for each and every one of us, to know on all of the difficulties that we have in our lives, all of the hard times that we have, they're coming to give you a heart. It comes for that. This is why Breslev is the letter Lev Basar. Flesh, heart. Heart is made out of flesh. Means that you can sense, you can feel with your heart. You come to be sensitive. And Rabbeinu is just coming to teach us all of the time how to deal with the up and down, with all crises of life, to have hope and never know despair in the world, and always to scream to Hashem and to believe that it's all for the good, and to look for good points, and on and on and on. This is the wisdom that Rabbeinu is teaching us. What's that wisdom? That we're going to know how to cross life, to pass, to go through our lives, and to become Breslev, to have that heart that's made out of flesh, to feel our brothers. How much it's important, how much it's important, like there is nothing else important in the world. When we start talking about that, to feel our brothers, our sisters, everyone, need to wake up. That's very, very, very much. We don't have nothing else to do in this world except of that. And I think it's, I don't remember, actually, which book is it? A very famous book, but I don't remember his name, because I didn't read it. Didn't read it. But it's written over there, maybe you know. Maybe Chovat HaLevavot or one of those amazing books that is saying that a man that is Mezakeh Rabim, running to help others, is achieving a level in heaven that is even higher than a prophet. Higher than a prophet. And you don't have no Asaga in Avodat Hashem. You don't understand nothing that happens to you in your life, but you're running to help others, and immediately you become to be in the group of Abraham Avinu. This is it. You're like Abraham. You and Abraham together. If Abraham Avinu sees someone that is like him, running to save others, this is it. Abraham is taking, oh, you with me, come. This is it. Above all the prophets, above all of the Talmidei Chachamim, for sure, all of those rich people that were so generous in the generation, nothing compared to the spiritual success, that the reward that a man can achieve, receive, by doing Gafatza. Because, think about it. I gave that example once. If someone going to take care of you, going to help you, going to support you, you're going to appreciate him very much. Mamash, you're going to pray on him, and you're going to love him. But if someone going to take care of your children, Mamash, you're going to take care of your children, and you're going to run after them to help them, and to assist them, and to give them whatever they need, and sit with them, and teach them, how much you're going to appreciate him? A lot more. A lot more than someone who's going to help you yourself. A lot more. Your children are a lot more important to you. So it's also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if there is someone that is pleasing Hashem in an excellent way, amazing way, Mamash, he's learning all day long, and Lishma, Mamash, he cares about Hashem, and he's learning for Hashem, that Hashem is going to enjoy from his mood, and he's praying for Hashem, and he's doing tshuva for Hashem, Mamash, everything. Only for Hashem, it's tshuva me'ahava. But he's not going to help his children. So it's very important. But you can hear the lacking in it. And there is someone else that doesn't have time to learn, and doesn't have time to pray, and doesn't have time to do tshuva, and he cares about the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's always running to help them, and to support them, and to heal them, and to listen to them, just to listen, to smile to them, to hug them, to give them a hand. Can you understand how much he's important to Hashem Baruch? How much Hashem Baruch cares about that person? And if someone's going to ask me what to do in my life, what's the answer on that? So, what's the question? The answer is, throw everything and run after the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go and help another Jew. Go. If you learned how to read the Aleph Bet, go and teach Aleph Bet. Now you know also to learn verses, Mishnayot. Go teach Mishnayot and verses. If you know how to swim, there is no time to swim. You need to be a lifeguard. You need to go and to save people are drowning now. You cannot use your talent to your own pleasures, to your own development, growth process, to grow, to be a Talmid Chacham. You will never going to achieve what the real Talmidei Chachamim already achieved by Limud. Even if you're going to dedicate all of your life to Limud, you're never going to be a Tana, you're never going to be an Amora, you're never going to be the Gaon Mivilna. Forget it! With all due respect to who that you are, and you're also from a very important family, but still, it's all shtiyot. But by connecting yourself, like this, if you remember that story about Rabbi Zusha, with that cross that there was in that grave, there was a person that died, and I don't remember it so good. Or a person that died, and I don't know, there was a problem, he came in dreams or something, that he's suffering. So Rabbi Zusha said that there is a cross hidden in inside of his grave. I need to dig it and to take that cross out. And after it, the Chevra Kadisha, and they found that cross and threw it away, and everything was quiet. And one of the Talmidei Chachamim came to Rabbi Zusha and told him, how do you know that advice, that was the reason? It's written in Talmud Yerushalmi that this is the reason that he was suffering. But you never learn Talmud Yerushalmi, Rabbi Zusha. So how do you know that? So Rabbi Zusha answered to him, I'm receiving my wisdom from the place that the Talmud Yerushalmi receives his wisdom from. From Hashem. Hashem told me that. You can connect yourself to a lot of things, but you can also connect yourself to the main thing, to Hashem, to the heart, to Am Yisrael. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing all of his life? Running after Am Yisrael, taking care of them, helping them, fighting for them, praying for them, listening to all of their nonsense and whinings, and trying to convince them and to teach them the right way and rebuke them if there is no other way, and whatever he can do, he's doing. He's not eating and not drinking for 40 days and 40 nights. And for who? For himself. When Bora Olam offered to him everything, told him, all of Am Yisrael is going to come out from you, from your seed. And Moshe Rabbeinu refused, said, kill me first. Don't want nothing. Didn't want no greatness to himself at all. I heard yesterday an amazing story from Rabbi Aaron Stern and Rabbi the Gaon Mivilna and Rabbi Eliyahu, that Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin said that they heard from the Gaon Mivilna that he was number 6 in the list of the Lamed Vav, 36 righteous, hidden righteous people. That he was number 6 in that list, the Gaon Mivilna. And that there was a righteous man named Rab Leib Behema, that he was number 5. And that the Magid Mezrich, he was number 4 in the list of hidden tzadikim, in the Lamed Vav tzadikim in that generation. After a while, there was a famous dibuk in the city of Vilna. There was a very famous dibuk over there in Vilna. And he came and was saying a lot of things and revealing a lot of secrets. And he said that the Gaon Mivilna is number 4. Well, after a while, he was number 4 in the list of the hidden tzaddikim. And that Rab Leib Behema is number 5. And that the Magid Mezrich is number 6. In the list. So the student came to the Gaon Mivilna and told him the Gaon, but he said differently. He said that you're number 6. And now the Dibuk came and told us that you're number 4. So he said, from the day that I said that I was number 6, I began to be more famous and more famous. So I had to hide myself more and more. And because that I'm hiding myself more and more, I become to be number 4. And they went back to it. He hides himself more, so he becomes to be more hidden tzaddik. He's
so
more
like
famous.
How did you reveal that? He has to hide himself more now?
Who knows? So he asked, what? Yeah. A dibuk is a soul, it's a ghost, a soul, that is stuck between the worlds, and it found a certain body to latches itself to and start to talk things from the hidden world, from above, secret. So of course the man that become to be that speaker, he doesn't like it so much. He's suffering a lot. But it's written over there that the Gaon Mivilna, he asked, who are number, so the Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin asked him, they asked him, the students, who were number 3, number 2, and number 1. So he said that number 3 and number 2 he doesn't know, but the Gaon Mivilna said that. Number 3 and number 2 he doesn't know, but on number 1 he was fasting a lot, and he was crying a lot that they're going to reveal to him who is number 1 in the list of hidden tzaddikim. And they told him from heaven that he needs to go to a certain forest, a wood, and to the woods, and he went over there and he was crying and screaming to Hashem Yitbarach a few hours. And after a few hours there was a wagon that came with horses, and it stopped right in front of him, and the number one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim opened the windows of that chariot, that wagon, and looked at him and told him, you saw too much, Eliyahu. And closed the windows and they went. You already saw too much. This is it. So Rav Aaron told me that it sounds like a story from the Baal Shem Tov, but I don't know. So that's what Rav Aaron said yesterday. Baruch Hashem. So כי צדקה ותענית הן בחינה אחת, כי אגב לתענית הצדקתה. Like we said, that you can start to feel the sorrow, the pain, the needs of your friend. This is why the book Garden of Peace, it's a book for Avodat Hashem and not a book for Shalom Bayit. It's not a book that full with advice how to make Shalom Bayit. You can keep all of the advice that are written in that book and not to have Shalom Bayit. Why? Because Hashem wants to rebuke you on certain things that you're not sensitive enough to understand. This is the biggest gift of them all, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to the man, that gift that calls his wife a woman. Why? Because she's coming with a life mirror always to show you what you're holding of Avodat Hashem. If Hashem is happy with you, you have peace in your house. If Hashem wants to teach you something, means that you're going to grow, that you're going to develop, this is it. So he's shaking the boat, and this is it. And immediately you feel. And if Hashem, you have Hashem Yochiach, that reveal comes because Hashem loves you. So it's the biggest gift of them all, that you're always going to be with your fingers on your pulse, that you're going to know where I'm holding in Avodat Hashem. Because in the yeshiva you can learn for years. You can learn for years, and to think that you're righteous, and to think that you're a Talmid Chacham, and you're an ignorant, you're a behema, you're an Am Aretz. You're so far from all kinds of Kedusha. Just, you don't have no obstacles in Avodat Hashem, so you cannot feel the distance that you have from Hashem. Everyone are honoring you, you're rich, you have money, also give tzedakah, everyone respects you, and Baruch Hashem, looks good, looks amazing. Rabbi Yochanan was crying on his deathbed, that he doesn't know if he's going to life or going to death. So if he was crying, so who from us can say, I know. Mi omar zikiti libi, tiarti libi, I purify my heart. A man needs to do tshuva on his confession. When you do tshuva, when you confess on your avonot, you need to do tshuva on that, on how I was confessing. Because you know that you cannot, you don't have a pure heart, the bar levav. Who can say, chatati, aliti, pashati, with a broken heart? You have a heart, you should have a heart to say on that. One person came to me on the way back from Uman on the airport and told me that in Uman there was a certain person that was pushing into I don't remember if it was a dining room or something like that. He was pushing and he made it. He went through, breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And he was very angry at him. He started to think bad thoughts on him. He said, oh, this person is a gazlan, he's corrupt, he's a thief, he's violent, and all of the bad things that he could say and think about him. Mm-hmm. And after it, while he was sitting and eating, or I don't know, a few minutes after, he thought to himself and said, actually, you don't think all of those bad things that you said to yourself on that person. Really, the truth is that you're jealous at him, that he's got that power to make it like it. You want to be like him. This is the truth. You also hate the fact that you have to stand in line, and you also wanted to do that. And just because that you're jealous so much, so you hate him, but actually you want to be like him. You also want to have that power, and you know that you don't have that power. You cannot fight with people and to ignore everyone, and this is why you hate him. So he was frustrated, he was broken to think that he was so low. He's talking Lashon Hara on other people. Rav Berland said once that the people, Chilonim, secular world, they always have peace in the house. Why? Because whenever they have problems, so they start talking Lashon Hara on everyone else, and they forget the problem. You forget when you talk on someone else, you forget your own issues. You talk on them, and this is it, you're quiet. So, he felt bad with himself, but I told him, I think that actually you just completed your tshuva process. Because everyone has lackings, except of righteous people, and I'm talking about the real, real mamash individuals that are so righteous, that are so true, and also them, their greatness been measured when they admit on their mistakes. So also they have mistakes, like you know, David HaMelech, that Hashem rebuked him, that when Natan HaNavi came to him and rebuked him, so he accepted the rebuke. He knew that he was wrong and he accepted it on himself. So that was his greatness. That was the day that he achieved to open that path for tshuva for every individual, for every person in the world that's going to be able to do tshuva by the merit of David. Which merit? That he admit, that he confessed, that he made tshuva on his mistake. So this is their greatness. So I told that person, I think that except of those individuals, tzaddiki adorot, that they are totally clean from mikol revav, from everything, everyone has lackings. You just had the merit to open your eyes to see, to recognize. When you're going through in life, all of those downs, all of those lackings that you see that you have, this is the gift. It's not that insulting. This is the tshuva. This is what Rabbeinu is saying in Torah Vav, in the sixth Torah, that the main tshuva is that the man is going to hear the insultings and then be quiet. He's going to do tshuva. Means now they gave you the opportunity to do tshuva, you're going to fix. So now if you concentrate from that arrogant point of view on your lackings, oh, I'm so far, I'm not a Talmid Chacham, I'm not rich, I have so many lackings, you're just sitting and talking nonsense. You're arrogant and you like it. You choose to stay there in that filth of your avonot, instead of taking advantage of that gift that Hashem just now revealed to you, your lackings. And now if you're just going to do tshuva on them, what it means to do tshuva? Confess, admit, do tshuva, regret, move on, this is it, finish. You move to the next stage. You will never going to see that anymore in your life. If you just completed your tshuva. Another friend, good friend of mine, told me in Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, that he also found a certain lacking in himself, that he wasn't happy in the success of his friend. And I told him the same. Instead of drowning now in your lacking that you found in yourself, just be happy that you have the opportunity to do tshuva on it and to move on. It's a gift that you've been received now in Rosh Hashanah, the ability to do tshuva. What do you want to do in Rosh Hashanah? Except on tshuva. So now you have an opportunity. You become to be just humble. You become to be aware to your lackings. And it's great. And if for that you don't need to go to, or you need not to go to Rosh Hashanah, to Uman, to become humble, so it's better for you not to go. If for that you need to suffer Chas Shalom poverty, so it's better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the gift to Am Yisrael, and he couldn't find nothing better than poverty. And that was the thing that he chose to give them. Poverty. Because out of that poverty, they become to be humble. If you're humble, you're close to Hashem. If you're arrogant, you're far from Hashem. This is the real wisdom, to know how to connect yourself to Hashem Yitzbarach in every situation. Like we started today, the shiur. That the chokhmah, the real wisdom, the real da'at, is to know that it's all Hashem. Meshakol ha'tovah, that everything is for the good. Everything is for the good. One time Rav Shalom said that they arranged and the whole flight, students of Rav Berlin to go to Uman, and were 20 something students of Rav Berlin in that trip to Uman, Rosh Hashanah, maybe 30 years ago, 20 something years ago. And finally there was a certain argument over there in the airport between, there was a person that Rav Shalom took his passport and was supposed to use it as a fake passport. This was usually how that they were going. And that guy regret and came to the airport and started to fight with them, with Rav Shalom, and told him, I want my passport, I want to go. And Rav Shalom told him, let's go to Rav Berlin. Rav Berlin is going to say the Pesach Din. We said going, and you now said it, so you regret, you're changing, we had an agreement. So they went to Rav Berlin, and Rav Berlin said exactly that Rav Shalom should go, and he didn't listen. Wow. And he said, if you're not going to give me my passport, this is it, I'm making a mess, balagan here, and noise, mess, and no one's going to go, and he was threatening all of that. So Rav Shalom took his luggage, everything, the people were not gonna, Chas Shalom, will stop from going to Rabbeinu because of him. He can stop it. So he chose that and he didn't go. And all of those 20 something people went to Uman that year, except of Rav Shalom. Everyone went up in the air except of Rav Shalom. And Rav Shalom said that he was accepting it with joy, with happiness. So I asked him after it, Rav, but how are you dealing with it in Eretz Yisrael? After the class I asked him. So he said, when you accept the insultings, what Hashem is doing to you with love, after it you're gaining more than even if you would go. So the fact that he didn't go to Uman that year brought him to a higher level, to a higher place, than if he would go to Uman that year. Why? Only depends on one thing, if you accept it with love.
We don't live a haron.
What?
We don't live a haron.
We don't live a haron. Right? that you accept it in your heart, that in your heart you accept whatever Hashem is doing. This is faith. If not, so you're not a believer. If you have complaints, if you have arguments, if you fight with Hashem, you're always angry, you're always frustrated, so you're not living your life in faith. Life of faith is that you trust Hashem, that you count on Hashem, that Hashem He knows. And the thing is that Hashem, He wants to give us things that we cannot understand. Rav Aaron Stern, I spent a few hours with him, Baruch Hashem, yesterday night, and he told me an amazing story. One time, Rav Chacham Avraham Chai, that is one of the Lamed Vav Tzedekim, came to him and told him that he decreed on him Ashirut, wealth. You're going to be rich. Told him, to decree, you're going to be rich. On Rav Aaron. So Rav Aaron was quiet, and Chacham Avraham Chai looked at him and told him, you don't believe me. You don't believe me that you're going to be rich. So Rav Aaron told him, no, Chacham Avraham, I believe you. Whatever you say, okay, accept it, thank you. So he told him, no, you don't believe me. And he was, how you say, Tolesh, Litlosh?
Tor?
Tor?
Tor.
From his beard, Chacham Avraham Chai, and handed it to Rav Aaron, and told him, by the merit of those hairs from my beard, you're going to be rich. Keep them. And gave it to him in his hand, like that. And this is the story. After a few years, Rav Aaron, Baruch Hashem, he said, I cannot complain, Hashem always fulfilled my needs, all of my lackings, always gave me. But to say that I become to be rich from that blessing, this is something that it was a little bit hard to say. He said that one day he was sitting with Chacham Avraham Chai in the same table, and he thought to himself, who do I know that blessing? And while he thinks that, Chacham Avraham looked at him and told him, you ask yourself why you didn't become to be rich yet from the blessing that I gave you? So Rav Aaron looked at him, nodding his head. Chacham Avraham told him, because you have such a huge merit that you were serving and helping Rabbi Yehuda Zev Lebovich for 10 years of your life, that he lived in his house over 10 years, told him, so everyone that supports you, immediately he's got salvation in his life. Because to help you with such a merit, this is why Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep my word, because he wants people to support you, because it's going to be a huge merit for them to help you, because you helped our build of their village. Sometimes Hashem is doing things with us that against all of our logics. You cannot understand it. You cannot understand how can it be. I was doing 6 hours on that. I was praying on that. I was working. He was supposed to pay me. Everything. I was keeping the advice of Garden of Peace. I'm trying and doing Shema. I'm going to the Mikvah. I'm guarding my eyes. Whatever you're going to say. Hashem's got a wisdom that is higher than all of our thoughts. His way is not like people, not like human beings. He's thinking beyond, above every way of thinking that you think that you know something. In the minute that you think that you know, this is the time that you don't know. Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Amarti echkema v'rechoka. I said I'm going to be wiser, then I realize that it's far from me, that it's very far from me. It means that the real understanding is to know that you don't know nothing. The purpose of knowing knowledge is to know that you don't know nothing. That you don't know nothing. That you don't know. You don't know what Hashem is doing. And in the future to come, people are going to understand that it was all for the good. That everything that you were suffering and you were complaining and you were whining on it, you were supposed to say thank you. And then you're going to do tshuva and going to regret, but you're not going to be rewarded anymore on that tshuva, and you're just going to start praising Hashem Yisbarach on everything, including the Holocaust. On everything you're going to say thank you. Even on things that your mind is exploding without understanding what's going on. It's only because you assume that you're supposed to or can understand it. You're not able to. Come to that point of it's truth, it's not humility, it's reality. You're a creation. You cannot understand the Creator. You're a creation. We cannot understand the Creator. The distance between you and Him is gigantic. It's not something that you can reach with a very good Avodat Hashem. Because even if you're going to cancel all of your body, you have a tiny soul compared to the sea of souls, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Sof Baruch Hu. A name that if it wouldn't be written, it was supposed to be from the names that cannot be written, cannot be erased. The word Ensof, endless. Cannot understand this concept of endless. Hashem is endless. And now you are a soul. You're like a drop of water in the ocean. Can that drop understand the ocean? Can cover the ocean? Can contain the ocean? Can wrap the ocean? Connect. The point of truth is to understand that we need to cancel ourselves and to know that it's all for the good. So why to wait to the future to come, to Judgment Day, to days of Mashiach, that He's going to rebuke us and He's going to teach us that it is all good? You can buy Garden of Faith, you can watch our wonderful Emunah channel and learn and work on it daily in the field to do 1 hour is what they do. To connect every part of your life, every minute of your life back to Hashem Yitbarach. To say, Hashem, today my shachrit was like that because I forgot you. Because I wasn't really praying to you. I was trying to fulfill my obligations, I was trying to put tefillin, I had certain claims today. But you were not part of it, Hashem, so I forgot you. If really I would remember you, Ba'olam, my shachrit would look totally different. Mikveh would look totally different if had it, and on and on and on. Every lacking that you have is because Hashem wasn't there, so to speak. You didn't thought about Hashem Yitbarach. So now indeed, but you attach yourself back to Hashem Yitbarach. You connect yourself back. You connect that shachrit to Hashem. You connect that, and even more so, on the sins, on the downs, on the fallings, on the obstacles, to bring them all back to Hashem Yitbarach, to glue yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. It's called the Likut, that you connect yourself totally, 100% to Hashem Yitbarach. You and Hashem are one. You accept everything with love. And then also, you enjoy it. You can enjoy life. Because why you suffer? You suffer because things are not going by your plan. You don't really care if you're going to have it or not. If you're going to be happy without it, so you're going to be happy. You don't care really about if you're going to have it or not. There is a person that is not married, and he's happy not to be married. Adrabah, you don't want to get married. But you are suffering that you're not married. So it's not because that you're married or not married that you're suffering. You're suffering because you want to be married, and you're not. You suffer because you want to be married, chas shalom, to someone else, and you're not. And you're married to that wife. So this is why you suffer. You suffer because you want to have money. If you wouldn't need money, so you wouldn't suffer from that lacking. So the lacking is not because that you lack of money or that you don't have peace in the house. You can, maybe there is a person that now that doesn't have peace in his house, now he's growing, now he's developing, he's receiving the rebuke from Hashem Yitbarach and he's doing tshuva on that, and he's so happy to receive that rebuke that he doesn't feel no pain from the lack of shalom bayit. He's crying and doing tshuva that his wife needs to suffer, but the shalom bayit doesn't bother him. For him it's a growth process, he's growing, he's developing, and he's going now to apologize and to, he's going to have shalom bayit. He doesn't suffer from the lack of shalom bayit like people go to drink and I don't know what, because they don't know how to deal with the lack of shalom bayit, wars that they have in the house. So the only lacking that you have is the suffering that you have is because of lack of faith, because it's against your plan. It's against your plan means that you have plans. You have plans, it means you're not canceling yourself to the plan of the Creator. But if you would just realize that Hashem Yitbarach, He is Asah Ve'Oseh Ve'Yaseh Lechol HaMa'asim, He's doing everything. And He's got a plan. And you just need to cancel yourself to that plan. You would be so happy in the place that you are at now, in the present. The present, this is the name of Havaya Kadosh Baruch Hu. Name of Hashem is present. Havaya, in the Hoveh, He is in the present. He is now. A man that lives in his past, he doesn't have faith. A man that lives in the future, he doesn't have faith. Only a man that lives in the present, he is with Hashem now. Hashem is here, now. Havaya Baruch Hu, now. He's not thinking back. He's not thinking on the future. Future is imagination. It's not exist. The past, for sure it's imagination. It's past already. It's not exist. It's not him. And what do you think? Think I'm the present. No. What I can do for you, Hashem? I'm going to connect myself to Hashem from this point. Now. And then you're going to be happy. You don't have no lackings. When you have plans for the future and you don't see it happen in the next few years, then you start to suffer. Only because you're not listening to the voice of Hashem. Hashem now wants you to learn Torah, and you can do it. Hashem now wants you to do tshuva, and you can do it. Hashem now wants you to look on the good points that you have. The good is the soul. The good is the neshama. The good is the Torah. En tov ela Torah. En tov ela tzadik. The good is the righteous man. It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. When you look at the good, you connect yourself to the light of your soul, to the light of the Torah, to the light of the tzaddikim, and by that you connect yourself to the light of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at the good things that you have in your life, and not only that you say, I have a nice apartment, I have good salary, I don't know, whatever. You look on the fact that Hashem is so kind to give it to you. Then it's good. If you have it, it can be very bad. If it's yours, it can be very bad. But if it belongs to Hashem, so it's good. And Hashem gave it to me. And also the lacking. Also the lacking that Hashem gave me are wonderful for me. They're perfect for me. And when you look like that, that every connection that you find in your life, that connecting you to Hashem Yitbarach, you see that it's good, you live a good life. And that Rabbeinu is saying, "Mi she'en lo emuna, chayav enav chayim." The one that doesn't have faith, he's not alive. You cannot call his life life. It's not life. All of his days, he's suffering. I don't have this. I don't have that. I need that. I have to have that. He don't have faith that Hashem is filling all of his needs. That Hashem take care of all of his things, whatever he needs. Hashem supplies. Hashem gives, and even the lacking. Because without those lacking, you would never learn how to do tshuva, how to wake up, to pray to Hashem Yitbarach, to ask, to understand that only Hashem can fulfill your lackings and give you whatever you need. You wouldn't come to that. You would always feel full. Foolish. What do you say when you finish that part? Becomes to be a man. And this is why Mevo'ar Mizeh, it's explained on that Shal Yedei HaTani, that by the fast Shehu B'chinat Tzedakah, that is the aspect of charity, Nasin Begeder Adam, you become to me a human being. Shehu Hadat HaAmiti Shel HaTorah, that is the real wisdom of the Torah. Shehu B'chinat Or V'Nefesh V'Kuleh, that is the aspect of light and the soul, like we learned. Ki Hachna'at HaChomer, because when you conquered your physicality, your body, the guf, b'chinat behema, the aspect of an animal, legabe hanefesh, to the soul, mean that the soul control your decisions, your body, whatever you decide to do, the free choice is in your hand. This is what the Rabbeinu said. Rabbeinu said, v'matea elokim b'yadi, the staff of God is in my hand. Rav Shalom explained once that it's the power of free choice, koach ha-bechira. I can decide, I can control, I control myself, I can choose. If you cannot choose, if you see a bottle of Coke and this is it, you become to be thirsty, so Coca-Cola control your life. If you see dollars, you see money and it control your heart, so your heart is, you give in your heart to idols, to form the dollar is in the material Amalek, 240. So your heart belongs to Amalek. If you see Chas Shalom women, so Rabbi Shimon told his students, don't look at the idols. You gave your heart, this is it. Your heart is contaminated. You saw a woman, you saw a limo, whatever. It's all imagination. It's an amazing house in Jerusalem. It's all your imagination. Should see only Hashem to control yourself. And if for that you need to close your eyes because everything distracts your thoughts, so close your eyes. And then you don't have that problem. Legabeh ha-nefesh hu b'chinat adam, that is an aspect of a man. Hu al yadeh ha-ta'anit, you come to that by fast. Shu b'chinat tzedakah kanal, that is the aspect of charity, like we learn. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch.